Morning to you all. So the former Labour Sports Minister, Kate Hoey, has called for Northern Ireland to get its own governing body for boxing. All boxing clubs here are currently affiliated with the Irish Amateur Boxing Association, meaning a lot of local boxers compete for Ireland. Kate Hoey is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning.
What are you saying here?
Well, this has arisen as a result of a very serious report produced by one of Belfast boxing clubs, the Sandy Row Boxing Club, that has highlighted the terrible abuse and sectarianism that their members have experienced over a period of 10 years. And quite honestly, the Irish Boxing Amateur Boxing Association, the Ulster Boxing Association, have done nothing about this at all. Yesterday, of course, they went to see the Select Committee at the Assembly.
Well, exactly, and the Stormont Committee are looking into
and
it,
and
those
yes.
are allegations
course,
at this stage.
But what the real issue is here is that, of course, even if this got actually sorted out, and I hope it would, the reality is that there is no choice for a young Northern Ireland boxer who doesn't wish to box under the Irish flag but wishes to box under the British flag.
You mean Protestants,
the way British
don't you?
Boxing is organised, it's very important that your listeners understand this. When it comes to picking a team for the Olympics, not the Commonwealth Games, that's different. Northern Ireland has its own team. But when it comes to, there is a British team, and they choose from the English boxing, the Welsh boxing, and the Scottish boxing. And a young Northern Ireland boxer has no chance of even being looked at because, under the rules, they can't come near Northern Ireland because Northern Ireland is recognised in boxing circles as being under the control of the Irish boxing, and they would get very annoyed if someone came over and said, oh, well, we want you for the British team. So a lot of young people, forgetting all this stuff about Sandy Row, which is, I think, shocking, and it's been allowed to go on.
Well, we don't know that it's been allowed to go on. It's being investigated.
Well,
so let's park that.
Yes, but
hang on.
Come on. You must know the story that they've been trying to get this investigated for many, many years,
and
the last 3 years. And this report,
and it now is being
done.
Investigated, Kate. So let's not prejudge
the
investigation.
Yes, but I think it's important that your listeners know that this report is there and that people have been very concerned that nothing has happened. Now, the reality then is that you're back to a situation where under the Belfast Agreement there is meant to be parity of esteem. Remember that word? Everyone is meant to have free choice. What I'm suggesting, and it's not really come from me originally, it's come from some of the boxing clubs themselves, that there should be a Northern Ireland amateur boxing, and clubs can affiliate either to either of them or to both. So you then have a situation where you recognise that everyone has a different, whether we like it or not, people want to have different identities in Northern Ireland.
But when you say that,
we must allow that to be able to happen.
But when you say that, is the reality not then that you'll have Protestants fighting under the Union flag, Catholics fighting under the tricolour?
Well,
is that not more division?
It's not actually about Protestant Catholic. It's about identity, and some people, some Catholics feel an identity to being British. Some Protestants probably feel an identity to being Irish. It's not about that. It's about the fact that in, for example, other sports like football, if you're a Northern Ireland footballer and they've been grown up through the Northern Ireland system and funded by the Irish Football Association, you can choose right up to the very last minute to choose to play for the Republic of Ireland. And that has been allowed to happen. What we're simply asking for is that the Sports Council in Northern Ireland recognise that there is an issue here, that it needs to be resolved. And as many of the politicians said yesterday, the way forward seems to be not to separate out that you can't be a member of both, but to allow that choice so that young lads in Northern Ireland, in areas where they couldn't possibly fight under an Irish flag, they want to fight under a British flag, are allowed to do so. That's all. It's very simple. It's not any. And for someone to suggest that it is sectarian, how is it any more sectarian than to have a One Ireland one at the moment? Surely that is sectarian the other way, you know. And I think we should get away from this. It's about the sport. It's a wonderful sport. We want young people not to be turned away from it because of what happens in particular parts of Northern Ireland.
But if you take what you're saying to its logical end, Kate, rugby has always been cross-border. Are you calling for there to be a separate Northern Ireland rugby team now too?
I'm talking about where the sport itself wants to make changes. I mean, I do think it was wrong that when Ireland played up in Northern Ireland, they didn't actually even play the British national anthem. But that's another story.
But do you think there should be a separate?
Some sports already have this. Gymnastics is organised where young people in Northern Ireland have that choice. Other sports aren't. Swimming, for example, isn't. And I just think it's a time, particularly after the Olympics and the Paralympics, for this to be looked at. But all I'm talking about at the moment, because of this particular issue in boxing, which anyone, and there are many, many people who don't want to come out and speak out about this because they actually feel frightened that they would then be, their club would be disaffiliated from the Irish boxing, which is what has happened to Sandy Rowe, and then you can't fight at all. So there has to be an alternative. There has to be a way forward in this. And this is a simple, common sense way forward, which actually doesn't affect anyone because they still will have their choice, and anyone who wants to stay part of the Irish boxing authority can stay so. They can, in fact, be affiliated to both.
And so that I understand, though, where you're coming from, because I know I'll be asked about it.
Because I met some of these young boxers, and I've been to Sandy Rowe, and I have read the report, and I've listened to some of the terrible things that have happened, and I've asked why the Irish Boxing Amateur Boxing Association has done absolutely nothing about this. And quite honestly,
they're not here to defend themselves, are they?
Then I can see why many people would not want to be part of that governing body.
And because I can see already in the phones, people are talking also about rugby, Kate. Just to understand where you're coming from, do you think there should be a separate Northern Ireland team as well?
No, rugby historically has, and there's never been a real issue here, and everybody seems to get on quite well. I remember when I was sports minister, I had to watch England play Ireland at Twickenham.
Doesn't the same logic apply? That if you have a young man that wants to play for...
Yes, and there is a logic to it, but of course nothing is logical in Northern Ireland, and I think you have to deal with situations as they arise, and it would be really very silly for me to be saying, oh, all sport must have separate governing bodies. Boxing is particularly a special case. Also swimming, I think young swimmers in Northern Ireland, their swimming clubs should be able to affiliate to both the British swimming and the Irish swimming. It happens in everything else that you're given a choice.
I guess people are going to ask, Kate, why are you on here promoting division rather than encouraging people to share their sport?
Well, I think most people, first of all, who know me and first of all who know the sport and who understand sport will realise that what you have to have is everyone being able to aspire to being at the top of their and competing for their country. For many people in Northern Ireland, it is not possible unless they move out of Northern Ireland and go and live in England, which is what happened to a lot of our rowers. You cannot do that. And I think that most people will think this is common sense and fair.
Cathal O'Hoshin is one of the party's members of the Department of Culture, Arts and Leisure Committee. Morning to you, Cathal.
Morning.
One of Sinn Féin's members, obviously. What do you take? What's your take on what Kate has said?
I'm not sure where Kate is coming from there, I have to say. The fact is that on the island of Ireland is that most of the major sports are organised on an all-island basis, and they involve hundreds of thousands of participants. And I'm thinking of GAA, I'm thinking of rugby, cricket, golf, boxing, basketball. All those sports are done on an all-island basis, and that's for a very simple reason. In that we haven't got the critical mass on the island, or certainly in the north, to support proper competition and proper governance within the six-county northern state. And across the island, it is more advantageous for people to compete on an all-island basis. And, that has been the case for many, many years.
Kate, do you want to speak to Cathal this
morning? Yes, well, I'm just saying, that is his view, and that may be true in some sports, but that doesn't get round the principle, the issue. I'm not about the detail of who's good at this and who's good at that. I'm about the principle of does he actually accept that a young person from many parts of Northern Ireland will not want to compete under an Irish flag. They will prefer to compete under a British flag, and we should allow them that choice.
Well, I don't think this is about how flags or whatever. This is about how sport is organised on the island of Ireland. And, there is greater competition within the island when it is done on an all-island basis. And we see the benefits of that, say, right across the board. So, I belong to my own local boxing club here, a very small village. We have titles there with Ulster titles, we have Irish titles, we have British titles, We have European titles, we have Commonwealth titles, and indeed the only two titles we're missing, actually, are Olympic and World titles, and that's from a very, very small boxing club. So, like, our people can actually compete at any level right across the board. So it's not a matter of this sort of inverted nationality sort of idea, but it is about the governance of the sports.
But it is actually, because they can compete at a professional level, but they can't compete in a British team at the Olympics or in British competitions, because they are not over on the mainland of Britain, and they can't be chosen. It's as simple as that.
Well,
I
attended the recent reception there for the Olympians and the Paralympians at Stormont there, and we had members there who participated for Team GB and also for Team Ireland, and you know, people made their choice there.
Yes, but that was in some sports. Let's not. You have to. The reality in Northern Ireland is you have to look at every single sport. Gymnastics is organised on Northern Ireland as part of the British setup. But you also, as a young gymnast in Northern Ireland, could choose to go and compete for Ireland. So. Choice is only one way at the moment in many of our sports. And all I'm saying is that's not fair and that's not right. And when you get a situation that's happened in boxing, clearly the Irish boxing governing body has a lot of answers to give, because they've not dealt with some of these situations. And even if they do, my point is still the same.
But, Kate, in fairness, you're presenting what's happened in boxing as a fait accompli. Now, yesterday we took evidence from the Sandy Row Boxing Club.
Do you know what? We're not going to get into that today, because there's an investigation ongoing. We can discuss it after the outcome of the investigation.
There's a whole discussion
to have here, which we need lots of time, which is Kate's bigger point, if you like. Her bigger point. Which is about whether someone in Northern Ireland that wants to box, that wants to represent their British identity, Cathal, how do they do that?
Well, that was the point I was going to make, Stephen, is I don't believe that there is the demand within boxing, actually, for a standalone Northern Boxing Council, or whatever you want to call it. I believe that the sport, actually, is organised and it is beneficial. And even the Sandy Row people yesterday said that, you know, they had...
You don't think there are any young men who would like to box for a team that represents the United Kingdom or Britain rather than Ireland? You don't think there are young men or women who would rather do that than play for Ireland?
Well, that's a separate...
Box for Ireland.
What I'm talking about here
is the centre of Kate's point.
It's the governance of the sport that we're talking about here.
But the governance doesn't allow what... has just been said. It doesn't allow it. That's why it needs to be looked at.
I'm sorry, Kate, actually. You know, I'm not sure how much you know about sport in Ireland.
I know quite a lot about sport, I can assure you, and I have wonderful boxing clubs in my own constituency, and I'm going to make sure that some of them come and actually fight in Northern Ireland too, because this is not something that we can just allow, and I do understand the sport, and I do understand, and I've seen the whole package of letters, and I know we don't want to go into that, but anyone who sees all that will see that the governance of boxing in Ireland as a whole, but particularly in Northern Ireland, has not been good.
Well, that is not the case on the ground here. And I'm sorry, but, you know, we had Dave Boy McCauley on this morning there actually saying the same. We have all the boxing associations who have not had a right to reply on this case. And we will be certainly...
There are a lot of young boxing clubs who I know, because I've been to Sandy Row and I've been to others, who have said that they don't want to speak out. I think Ian McSorley and Sandy Row have been very brave in a way of actually raising all this, because when they speak out or they say anything or they complain, they're threatened with being expelled from the governing body.
I'm sorry.
And obviously they would deny that. And we're getting into allegations here.
No, but you can't.
And there is no right to reply.
Hang on. The reality is you can be expelled from the governing body. And if you're not affiliated to the Irish boxing at the moment, you can't.
Tell me this, Kate. Do you object to someone in Northern Ireland being able to choose in soccer whether they play for Northern Ireland or the Republic of Ireland?
That has happened, and that doesn't, you know, there's nothing we can do about that.
Do you support
it?
Do you support it?
No, listen. What I do object to is that they have been, Northern Ireland football, IFA, has paid for them right through under 12, under 13, under 16 travels and competitions, and then right up to the very end they can then choose, and then they don't get any recompense for that. And I think even, to be fair, the Football Association of Ireland manager actually said at one stage that he thought there should be some...
But as a matter of principle, Kate, do you think they should have the right to choose in soccer?
I think we must, you know, the whole thing on the Belfast Agreement... Whatever you thought of it, it did end up with parity of esteem. That's all I'm asking for, that we have the same rules, the same biases, to put it like that, the same way of dealing with whether it's one playing for the Republic or playing for Northern, going competing for Northern Ireland.
So that's a yes. You think that people playing soccer should be able to choose for themselves?
Well, I think they should. Of course they should, and they do at the moment. And anyone playing a sport, you can't really play a sport at a competitive level. You know, if you need to be comfortable. And we've had young people, and we had Ian Lures, a young hockey player who was with Ireland, who finally, after a big legal battle, managed to get out so that he was able to go into the British team. He shouldn't have to do that. He shouldn't have to go through legal lawyers. You should be able to decide who you wish to compete for, and then you should have a governing body that governs the people who choose. But you can have both. There are some clubs, some boxing clubs, who might want to be affiliated to both the British and the Irish.